next session with 31392, Reel 6.
Burit Reel 6.
These Americans used to have reunions, and used to say, I wonder what happened to those three limeys who we spotted in the Pacific. And one of them said, we know their names, I'm going to the UK, I'm going to locate them. And he came over, and through the Fleet Armed Officers Association, they gave him my telephone number. And one day I got a telephone call here, and he said, are you Bill Reeks? I said, yes. He said, you won't know me. He said, were you in a life raft in the Pacific in 1945? I said, yes. Oh, he says, I've been trying to locate you. And he told me who he was. And he said, come on, I'm in the UK, can I come and see you? So I met him at the Fleet Air Museum. And we had our pictures taken outside the Avenger. And he said, he stayed here, and he and his wife stayed here for a few days. And he said, you must come over to our reunion. So I said, America? He said, that's right. He said, I live in Arizona. He said, next year, it's the first time it's being held near me. He said, you've got to come over and stay with me. And it's Colorado Springs. So I contacted my air gunner, he and his wife, and Jean and I. By that time, we discovered our pilot died. And so the four of us went over there, had a most fantastic time with this squadron. And they treated us like the heroes that they were. I said, anyone would think that we saved you, the fuss they were making of us. It was a 3-day reunion.
It was wonderful.
They wouldn't let us pay for a thing except the hotel. And then we went back to their place in Arizona. And we've stayed friends since. Yeah. They've been over here again. And it was the most marvellous story. And that's what this ditching led to. So I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
And I believe your mother I had a few comments when she discovered that you were...
Yes, I was posted missing, and apparently she wasn't at all fazed at all. She said, my Billy, he's all right. She always reckoned she was a bit psychic.
She was.
And once you were demobilised, what did you do when you went back to civilian life?
Well, I went to various places that helped ex-servicemen. And they said, best jobs as England is in such a pile of state at the moment is abroad. So I took a job with a timber company in West Africa. And so then I did various other things after that. I did eventually do something that I always wanted to do. Because we all wanted to be pilots, and so I did get myself a private pilot's license after the war. Oh. And then I and my Australian dentist, we bought a plane between us, a Percival Proctor, and we flew it to Australia.